Today's day 141 of my imperfect life. I want to read to you guys this book that I read every day. I am on a new chapter now. If you have the book, you can refer to it. The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. That's O-G, last name, M-A-N-D-I-N-O, Og Mandino. And it's chapter 12, page 73, scroll number 5. I will live this day as if it is my last. And what shall I do with this last precious day which remains in my keeping? First, I will seal up its container of life so that not one drop spills itself upon the sand. I will waste not a moment mourning yesterday's misfortune, yesterday's defeat, yesterday's heartaches of the heart. For why should I throw good after bad? Can sand float upward in the hourglass? Will the sun rise where it sets or set where it rises? Can I relive the errors of yesterday and right them? Can I call back yesterday's wounds and make them whole? Can I become younger than yesterday? Can I take back the evil that was spoken, the blows that were struck, the pain that was caused? No, yesterday is buried forever, and I will think of it no more. I will live this day as if it is my last. And what then shall I do? Forgetting yesterday, neither will I think of tomorrow. Why should I throw now after maybe? Can tomorrow's sand flow through the glass before today's? Will the sun rise twice this morning? Can I perform tomorrow's deeds while standing in today's path? Can I place tomorrow's gold in today's purse? Can tomorrow's child be born today? Can tomorrow's death cast its shadow backward and darken today's joy? Should I concern myself over events which I may never witness? Should I torment myself with problems that may never come to pass? No. Tomorrow lies buried with yesterday, and I will think of it no more. I will live this day as if it is my last. This day is all I have, and these hours are now my eternity. I will greet this sunrise with cries of joy, as a prisoner who is reprieved from death. I will lift mine eyes with thanks for the priceless gift of a new day. So too will I beat upon my heart with gratitude as I consider all who greeted yesterday's sunrise, who are no longer with the living today. I am indeed a fortunate man, and today's hours are but a bonus, undeserved. Why have I been allowed to live this day? Why have I been allowed to live this extra day when others far better than I have departed? Is it that they have accomplished their purpose while mine is yet to be achieved? Is this another opportunity for me to become the man I know I can be? Is there a purpose in nature? Is this my day to excel? I will live this day as if it is my last. I have but one life, and life is not but a measurement of time. When I waste one, I destroy the other. If I waste today, I destroy the last page of my life. Therefore, each hour of this day will I cherish, for it can never return. It cannot be banked today to be withdrawn on the morrow. For who can trap the wind? Each minute of this day will I grasp with both hands and fondle with love, for its value is beyond price. What dying man can purchase another breath, though he willingly give all his gold? What price dare I place on the hours ahead? I will make them priceless. I will live this day as if it is my last. I will avoid the killers. I will avoid with fury the killers of time. Procrastination I will destroy with action. Doubt I will bury with faith. Doubt I will bury under faith. Fear I will dismember with confidence. Where there are idle mouths, I will listen not. Where there are idle hands, I will linger not. Where there are idle bodies, I will visit not. Henceforth, I know that to court idleness is to steal food, clothing, and warmth from those I love. I am not a thief. I am a man of love, and today is my last chance to prove my love and my greatness. I will live this day as if it is my last. duties of today I shall fulfill today. Today I shall fondle my children while they are young. Tomorrow they will be gone, and so will I. Today I shall embrace my woman with sweet kisses. Tomorrow she'll be gone, and so will I. Today I shall lift up a friend in need. Tomorrow he will no longer cry for help, nor will I hear his cries. Tomorrow I shall give myself in sacrifice and work. Tomorrow I will have nothing to give, and there will be none to receive. I will live this day as if it is my last, and if it is my last, it will be my greatest monument. This day I will make the best day of my life. This day I will drink every minute to its full. I will savor its taste and give thanks. I will make every hour count, and each minute I will trade only for something of value. I will labor harder than ever before and push my muscles until they cry for relief, and then I will continue. I will make more calls than ever before. I will sell more goods than ever before. I will earn more gold than ever before. Each minute of today will be more fruitful than hours of yesterday. My last must be my best. I will live this day as if it is my last, and if it is not, I shall fall to my knees and give thanks. So yeah, there you go. Sorry my reading was a little bit rusty, but hey, never said I was a fan of reading out loud. But yeah, it was, I have to read that every day, 3 times a day, in the morning when I wake up, quietly in the afternoon after I supposedly eat, because I only eat about twice a day. I read it, and then at night out loud. So I figured once I'm here, I'm going to read it out loud anyways, might as well include y'all there. So if you got any value out of it, well, feel free to go and buy the book. You can get it everywhere books are sold. But anyways, that's all I have to say. Struggleswithadreamer.com is my website. I invite you to read my book. God bless you, and may all of your dreams come true. Miracles happen to those who believe in them. You matter.